This week is National 4-H Week, and we're going to celebrate a little bit here this morning by visiting with Beth Earlbeck, who's the Cass County Youth Coordinator. Thanks for coming in.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Appreciate it. 4-H Week. What does that mean for you?
A lot of different activities. It's the exciting time to celebrate 4-H in Cass County and get people enrolled, get 4-H'ers excited about being in 4-H.
You grew up in 4-H.
I did.
In Carroll County?
Yep.
What did you guys do? What do you remember about that when you were growing up?
I remember doing a lot of community service activities. We would bake cookies on the Sunday before and bring it to the different businesses around town and just different things like that. Promote National 4-H Week with our club as well as doing county events. And we always had our awards rally that week as well.
National 4-H Week is obviously a big deal for those involved in 4-H. Why should that be a big deal for others, businesses, organizations, just people in the community who don't have youngsters in 4-H? Why should they be excited about this?
Well, 4-H is a community activity, and even if you don't have 4-H'ers in the program right now, it's still 4-H's all around the community. You see a lot of 4-H's doing different things with businesses. This year, one of the big things they'll be doing is window displays. So around the different communities in Cass County, keep an eye out for those window displays that the 4-H clubs have put together to promote National 4-H Week.
How many 4-H clubs do we have right now in Cass County?
We currently have 15, and we're definitely growing, which is very exciting.
How are you growing?
We're bringing in Clover Kids, the kindergarten to third graders that kind of getting them started early and bringing them in and getting them excited. And so those clubs will be popping up throughout the county, and it's a great way to get youngsters involved.
I know a few weeks ago you had a kind of a Clover Kids find out night and stuff so people could learn more about that. Did you have a lot of response from that?
We did. We had a great turnout from that, and there's club leaders contacting me and saying that, oh, we want to start a Clover Kids club. How do we get started? So it's great to see that excitement that's out there that people want to get involved.
For people who don't understand, what is Clover Kids?
Clover Kids is a group for kindergartners through third graders, and it's basically getting them involved in 4-H and having that environment for them to learn and have fun and get to know one another without that competitiveness that sometimes comes along with older kids. And so they do different activities and just kind of learn about 4-H in those clubs.
It's kind of the minor leagues for 4-H.
Yep, yep.
They kind of do a lot of the things that they can do, but it's not quite as competitive as it is once they get into the 4-H realm.
Yep, exactly.
Yeah, good jumping off point there for them. Well, why is 4-H important still? I mean, you know, Iowa's still a farm state, let's face it. We're a rural agricultural state, but not like it used to be. There's a lot more manufacturing and a lot more business type things. The internet is, you know, pervading a lot of businesses and things. It's not as ag related as it used to be. So why is 4-H still important?
Well, the great thing about 4-H is there's something for everyone. We have a really big push in Iowa and in the 4-H program with STEM, science, technology, engineering, and math. And that's one thing that we've been focusing on is building those STEM programs and getting youth excited about science, engineering, technology, and math, and helping them learn. And it's one of those things that if you don't tell them that it's science, but talk to them about it and tell them about, you know, so how did you go through this process? They're like, oh, that is science. And it kind of develops that interest. There's lots of different things that 4-H has to offer. And it's not just agriculture and it's not just STEM. I mean, it teaches leadership and citizenship and how to have a healthy lifestyle and just different things like that. So there's something for everybody in 4-H.
You know, some people look at 4-H and see club. You know, they think of a club type thing. Oh, we show up once a week. We do some fun projects and things. We have a little, you know, good time, cookies and milk, and away we go. But I think people within 4-H look at it as more as an educational opportunity.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The club option is there, but I think as a county, 4-H'ers grow. And so you may be included in a club, and you may not. You may be an independent member, but you still have that opportunity to learn from one another, whether they're in your club or not.
Well, and it's, you know, the adult involvement in 4-H is still amazing to me. If people would actually sit back and take a look at just county fair, for example, pick a county, it doesn't matter. You know, so many volunteers are needed to make everything operate efficiently. It's amazing to me that you can still get that many people to volunteer just to do something like that. Now you need people to volunteer all throughout the year, too, to continue 4-H programming, but it's amazing how many people are willing to step forward and to help out. Why do they do that?
Mm-hmm. It's interesting to talk to the volunteers, and they all have different reasonings, whether they were involved in 4-H as a kid, and so they don't want, you know, to let go of that, and they're still very excited about it. Otherwise, you have ones that weren't involved in 4-H, but have some tie there and see the great things that 4-H has to offer, and that's why they want to be involved in there. I mean, we have a lot of great volunteers in our county that are willing to step up and go past what they're expected to do to develop the 4-H program and help out those youth that are out there.
Well, and so many of the 4-H youngsters today are legacies. I mean, their parents, their grandparents, they were all in 4-H. So it's kind of a family tradition.
Yeah, exactly, exactly.
And it was like that where you grew up too?
Yep, yep. My for our family, my mom and dad were both involved in 4-H, and so were all my siblings. So it's kind of one of those things, like, you're just expected to do it, and it's always fun when you get involved and do it. So.
But for you, was it a matter of you just didn't have a choice, or nobody put the pressure on you to join?
Oh, no, not I. But I remember going to those club meetings when I was a little kid before I could even join 4-H, because my mom was there, my siblings were there. So it was just one of those things, like, okay, now I'm old enough to join the 4-H club, and now I can be involved.
Well, here during National 4-H Week, we like to take a look at reasons and things and what have you. But, you know, there are so many things for kids to get involved in these days, and a lot of them do get very involved. They also, you know, as they get older, they work a lot too, a lot more than maybe we did when we were younger, and it's causing stress on time management and all those types of issues too. And, you know, so why bother? You know, why bother getting involved in something like 4-H? It's just something else to do, right? I mean, why do kids continue to keep getting involved?
But like I said before, the great thing about 4-H is you can put as much time into it as you would like to, and there's so many different things that you can put your time into that kind of breaks up your commitments a little bit.
What are the benefits?
You develop a lot of leadership skills and citizenship skills and just life skills that, you know, help you out after you get out of school and work, you know, start working and things like that.
Absolutely. I saw in some notes that that you guys had out, Tufts University put together a study, 4-H study of positive youth development. And that's really where you want to go. I mean, you know, when it comes to 4-H at the end of the day, yeah, you hope the kids learn a little something along the way, too, about maybe some things that they didn't learn. You always want to be looked at as a teacher, passing along information and things. But the skills and things that they learn, the leadership, you mentioned leadership skills and things, but the positive development qualities of being in something like 4-H, you know, you can actually, you can put that on paper.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And it's the skills that you learn. They say that 4-H'ers test higher in math and science when they do standardized testing, and they're more apt to be successful in school and outside of school because they're involved in 4-H, and 4-H shaped them that way.
Well, and helping the community, you know, being a good community member. You know, we've talked many times over the years about that, especially when you live in a small town. If you live in a big city, you can get lost. I mean, you can literally go to work, go home, and nobody knows who you are. Nobody ever sees you. You never run into anybody at the grocery store. I mean, it can happen. You can disappear from the, you know, you can go off the grid. You know? When you live in a small town, it's hard to do that.
Oh, definitely.
And small towns don't function well when few people do lots. They function better when lots of people all help out. And mm-hmm. Isn't that one of the focuses of 4-H?
Yep. Helping out in the communities and getting involved that way is one of the big proponents of 4-H. And that's what we encourage the 4-H'ers to get involved in the community, whether it's with 4-H or other, you know, community groups. Just get involved and develop the communities that way.
So not really any big events going on this week?
Oh, you know, there's lots of different things. The 4-H clubs will be doing their window displays. They'll be doing other activities. The Extension Office will be at the Harvest Fest in Atlantic from 10 to 4 on Saturday, October 12th, and we'll be doing promoting 4-H and doing different activities and handing out prizes and, you know, fun things like that. So we'll be pretty busy throughout the week. We're also doing a coloring contest that those entries will be able to be displayed in the surrounding communities in Cass County.
And a petting zoo, huh?
And oh, yes, and the petting zoo that one of the 4-H clubs will be doing on Saturday, October 12th at the Orslins parking lot. So definitely go and check that out.
Yeah, they're excited about that.
Yeah, yep.
And that's the part of 4-H, is mm-hmm. getting kids excited about things bigger than just themselves.
Yep, yep.
You know, we talk so much about how selfish young people seem to be these days, and all it's all me, me, me. 4-H isn't teaching them that.
No, definitely not. They definitely shows them the community side of it and working together and getting along and developing with each other.
If folks would like to learn more about the 4-H programs, I know recruiting happens 12 months out of the year, but this is kind of a key time with kids back to school now again to recruit new members into 4-H. Could they just call the office?
Yeah, call the extension office. Our number is 243-1132, and we'll get you set up with a club and kind of show you the great things about 4-H.
Pretty easy, pretty inexpensive for youngsters to get involved?
Definitely, yes. It's free for 4-H'ers to join in our county, which is awesome.
And they make the call, and you'll set them up in the group that's closest to them?
Yep.
Real easy. Very good. Well, Beth, we hope you have a great National 4-H Week this week, and we hope you get a lot of sign-ups.
Yeah.
Hey, good luck with that petting zoo.
Thanks.